I relaxed my body and opened to the discomfort. And all of my focus was there on the discomfort. I was not trying to change it. I was not trying to alter it. So I just let all of the discomfort be.
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Wealth Embodied, where we activate and inspire you in your wealth consciousness, your creative genius, and your visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage, and today is a solo episode, just you and me. And I wanted to come on and share an experience I had today, because in this conversation of aliveness, in the conversation of arousal, conversation of pleasure, it's very easy, I find, for people who are learning how to be this new way to A, make it all a to-do list. I have to do my pleasure practices every day, or I have to, you know, tap into my wealth kink every day. That is now a item on my to-do list. Or make it something that is defining you. And what I mean by that is, do I feel pleasure today? I do, then I'm that. If I don't, I'm not, right? Do I feel alive today? If I do, I'm that. If I don't, I'm not. In quantum mechanics, we choose who we are. We choose who we are not simply by some mental concept, but by how we choose to feel. Now, this doesn't mean that we are choosing to always try to get ourselves into arousal and pleasure. I'll get to that. It's partially true. It means that we're choosing in the moment how we choose to experience. What do I mean by this? You have the power to experience your reality however you like. The raw, deep truth is that you can experience everything as pleasure. Now, it takes practice, A, and B, it may not be as initially, anyways, as pleasurable as when you're in the energy of pleasure, but is your choice. It is your choice to open and expand or shut down and close off. So this morning I woke up and my nervous system was highly triggered, like really, really triggered, my vagus nerve. And it was really my vagus nerve. Like I could feel my entire vagus nerve and it was lit up in this agitated state. I had been doing quite a bit of energy work over on myself over the weekend and that night. So what I did was, the first thing I did was I laid there and I breathed and I allowed myself to feel. I allowed myself to feel the very uncomfortable, agitated nervous system. I relaxed my body and opened to the discomfort. And all of my focus was there on the discomfort. I was not trying to change it. I was not trying to alter it. Now, the truth is, we can enter into pleasure practices and shift those sensations. And I do that a lot. But this morning, that was not what I was hearing to do. So I just let all of the discomfort be. Then I got up and the first thing I did was some movement. And I'm not talking dance. I didn't actually have any music on. I just let my body move and it was awkward and weird And I don't even know what you would call the movements that were happening, but it was my body's intelligence. My body was making specific movements from my hips to my chest to my arms, and I started yawning. I started to release energy. I did that for a little bit, and then I sat down and I meditated. And again, I was just in presence to the discomfort and listening to it. What was it about? What did it want to say to me? Not in a way of needing to know, but opening the conversation as if somebody sits down and is available to the other person's expression. After that, I went out into Mother Gaia. Now, the majority of the time when I go out in Mother Gaia, she shifts my energy. But I didn't go into Mother Gaia for that to happen. I actually go out to nature every single day. So, and I do so with the intention that I am going to the mother. I am going to commune with her. I am going to spend time with her. And that is the only expectation or intention that I have. Now, a lot happens in those spaces. I get massive downloads, epiphanies, insights. I have energy shift like crazy. I have total spiritual awakenings, but I don't go there with that intention. I'm not trying to get anything. I am showing up and I am allowing myself to meet and be met. And so I did. And I felt very much like I was floating. It was a very odd feeling the whole time I was in Mother Gaia. It wasn't very long this morning, about 30 minutes. And I didn't try to change anything. I was present to my body as I was walking. I was present to the sounds, was present to my breath. And I just let it all be. And this was all before 9 o'clock in the morning. And by 9:30, I had shifted the energy, but not because I was trying to make it shift. Not because I was chasing pleasure, right? And this is what I want anybody that's been listening to me to understand. We're not chasing pleasure when we speak of erotic wealth creation, when we speak of aliveness and arousal. We are learning that we are innately pleasure. We are innately aliveness, ecstatic beings. That is our innate being. And we are remembering and awakening to that version of us. And there are times where we will feel very much that, and there are times that we will feel other than. And it is in the moments of the other than, like today, that we are subconsciously very much listening to how we show up. Meaning the parts of you that don't feel loved, don't feel seen, don't feel heard, don't feel accepted are listening. When you don't feel so good, are you still loving me? Do you still love me when I am not acting the way that you want me to? Do you still love me when I'm doing something that makes you uncomfortable? These are your parts speaking to yourself. We have to parent ourselves. And so in those moments, how we show up is everything. It's literally everything. It's what creates trust or further distrust. Because if you are just, okay, I want you to feel different, shift, change, transform, do something else, I don't like this. What are you telling yourself? That there are versions of you that you do not accept. That there are experiences, sensations that you do not see as God. And that is a choice. You are saying to yourself that I don't really care what you have to say. You're uncomfortable. You're unhappy. I don't care. Do something else. Be pleasure. Be joy. Distract yourself. Disconnect from that. I don't want to hear it. Go to your room. Stop. Knock it off. Be good. Be quiet. All the things that we often hear when we are children. Because those were the first moments that we started to question, am I worthy? Is who I am okay? Am I worthy of love and connection and wealth? Or is who I am wrong and broken and I need to act in a different way? I need to do something different to be okay. So how you show up in those moments is what really creates the connection and ultimately leads to a lot more moments of bliss, of aliveness. Most of my time is spent in bliss, aliveness, even orgasm, non-sexual, just talking and communing and creating orgasmic waves moving through my body. But I didn't get here by ignoring myself or trying to feel a different way. I got here by being fully present to what was, what is, in that moment, loving myself, allowing all parts of myself to be seen and loved, integrated as wholeness. Now, there have absolutely been times that I have bypassed. I am a naturally positive person by nature. So is my oldest son, and I watch him do it as well. I like to look at things glass half full. I like to see my reality through rose-colored lenses. I've always been that way since I was a little girl. I never understood negativity. So I had to work with myself to not just gloss over myself and pretend, even though it never felt like pretending. It actually just felt like, nope, I'm fine. Because I naturally resonate with that. But I had to teach myself, am I really? There's discomfort here. What is this? And really tapping into my emotions rather than just glossing over them. I've always been a deep person. I've always been able to go very deeply. But when it came to my emotional state, I would naturally bypass myself. So I had to train myself that when there was discomfort, I stopped, I paused, I listened, I created spaciousness for myself. That's what leads to embodiment. And that's what leads to this reawakening of the version of you that is naturally alive, naturally lit, naturally ecstatic. You don't have to try to make yourself that, right? You don't have to just move from one ill-fitting clothing to another ill-fitting clothing. Because if we're trying to make ourselves be pleasurable, we're trying to make ourselves feel alive, we're just putting ourselves right back into a box. It's just a different box. So none of these teachings are meant to be that. Okay. They're meant to point towards what is your aliveness, right? We use the Wealth Kink Quiz, which if you haven't signed up for that, it's here in the show notes. It shows you where wealth naturally likes to flow in your life through the quiz and through the archetype that you will identify yourself as. We use that as, for one, ability to see ourselves. Majority of people who've taken that quiz are just like, wow, I cried. I got to see myself. I felt really seen. And two, to have those tools, okay, this is where my aliveness naturally lives. Like one of my biggest forms of aliveness is Mother Gaia. Now, this morning, when I went out there, right, I didn't feel that aliveness. I didn't feel energetically lit and orgasmic. So I wasn't using it as I need to go out into Mother Gaia to make myself feel this way. I just knew that it was one of my tools. And I know that if I use my tools, it naturally occurs. I don't have to make anything. I don't have to force anything, right? Because otherwise, honestly, you're doing the same things you've always been doing. You're just doing it under a different name, right? You're still forcing. You're still controlling. You're still grasping for things. You're just telling yourself it's something different, but it's not. So how you go about these practices is everything. It's always about the invitation to pleasure, the invitation to aliveness. And if it's not there, be with that, because that's what's showing up. So when you go to do pleasure practices or when you go to do the things in your wealth kink that naturally bring you aliveness and it's not there, then you still show up there and you meet yourself fully as what it is in that moment. that in that moment, that's what matters. So this is the devotional side of this work. It's about continuously showing up, meeting the version of you that is presenting yourself. And that is the version of you that you work with. This is how you get to the places that you really desire to go. So I hope this brought you some deeper understanding, but also some recognition of how I work with myself when I feel like shit, how I work with myself when I don't feel alive and lit. I do those practices anyways. You know, I wake up, I meditate, I move, I go out into Mother Gaia. I do that anyways. Nothing I did this morning was necessarily different, except I felt different. And so I was with that. Because you matter. You are the most important person to you. Sometimes we don't like to hear that, right? Because we want to displace it outside of ourselves. Somebody else has to be more important. It's selfish to be the most important person to myself. No, it's not. Because literally when there's nobody around you, who's there? You. You're the only one that's always there with you. So you should absolutely be the most important person to you. You should be the most important person because you matter. And you are the center of your own universe. It's just simply truth. Does anybody exist when they're not around you? Right? It's always the question in quantum mechanics. Does the rest of the world exist when you're not seeing it? Because the observer affects how the energy actually presents itself. So when you're not observing the other countries, the other parts of the world, the other parts of the universe, does it exist? It's just a fun contemplation. Do the other people exist when you're not there with them? Something to frazzle the mind, to challenge the rigidity. Okay, so I have decided to change the guest episodes. I had a lot of shifting happening. The universe wanted something else. So we're going to do something fun moving forward. I was bored out of my mind, to be honest. And that's when the universe always just stops things for me. I'm not allowed to be in boredom. And as soon as I enter into boredom, things just stop happening. It's incredible. So in the following guest episodes, they're going to be choosing between one of three styles. The first one being an oracle seat where I am reading their energy and their wealth. The second one being a pleasure channel where we are following their aliveness and where that takes us. And the third one being lifting the veil where they are bringing forth something that they've never said in public. So really different things. And they're all going to be very deep. We're going to slow way down. We're going to feel. We're going to feel. We're going to talk to the emotion. We're going to talk about what I'm going to talk about, what I'm feeling in the field, in the energy, in their bodies, hoping that my desire, actually, because I don't hope, my desire is that you will start to connect deeper to maybe what you're feeling as we're having these conversations and your own intuition, your own empathic abilities, as well as the beauty of this kind of deep embodiment work, how it has so many facets and layers to it. It really is life. So I hope you enjoy them. And as always, I would love to hear from you. You can always email me info@alarasage.com about any of it, any of it. Make sure you take the wealth kink quiz. Everybody's been having a lot of fun with it. So it will definitely open your eyes and help you to see how wealth enjoys playing with you. Much love.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.